este chiste que a mí me gusta comenzar, se los voy a solamente decir en inglés y más después podamos hacerlo en español. So, I like to normally start with a something funny, okay? So here it goes. There was this Protestant believer living in a primary Catholic neighborhood. So every year during Lent, while everybody is eating their cold fish, he was cooking his steak. They couldn't stand him, so they tried really, really hard to convert him to Catholicism. He finally agreed. The priest came and sprinkled water on his head, and he said, "You were born Baptist, you were raised Baptist, but now you're Catholic." Next year, in the first Friday of Lent, they smell the same smell. He was again cooking his steak. They rushed to his backyard. This time they saw him sprinkling water on his steak, saying, "You were born a cow, you were raised a cow, but now you're a fish." I got you laughing. Do you know that we're famous? ¿Sabían ustedes que nosotros somos famosos? Do you know that? North Shore is a very famous congregation. Nuestra congregación, ¿sabía usted que nosotros somos muy famosos? For example, look around here in this sanctuary, there is art around, right? That is the craft window. Usually we get people wandering around from Europe saying, "We heard there is a jade window here, the only in the world, and we came all the way from the Netherlands, all the way from Europe, just to be and sit in front of this window." Do you know you're famous? We are famous, right? Hay gente que ha venido de Europa solamente para ver nuestra arte que tenemos en este santuario. Even though we are famous, I think let me add something to that. We are strangely famous. People do not know what to do with us. Yeah. For example, about 4 weeks ago, the Hispanic congregations of Metro Chicago invited us to go play a soccer tournament. So Jose Flores gathered all the youth from the Karen Fellowship to a Hispanic soccer tournament. And I'm the only Hispanic being goalie. I said, maybe I'll help them, maybe I'm not, all right? Because they're really good. So we go, and when we get to the field, they're looking, "You're from North Shore?" "Yes, we are from North Shore." "Are you sure you're from North Shore?" "Yes, we are from North Shore." Kind of you have to explain yourself, right? And so it doesn't matter where we go, where do we represent the church, we are strangely famous, but we are famous, guys. We are. Should be proud of that, right? And with that, I want just to share my personal testimony. We all come from different backgrounds. We all come from different contexts. We do come from different families. We do speak different languages. We do have different theologies. We do have different belief systems. We do have different ideologies. But guess what? We are North Shore. Amen? Yeah. We are North Shore. Strange, but we are North Shore. And so with that, let me tell you something. Before coming to North Shore, I was lost. But now I'm found. Seriously. I was lost with Caucasian folks in Ohio. Yeah. Yeah. No Hispanics. You know, the only Mexican restaurant that was in my town in Ravenna, Ohio, it was Taco Bell. Yeah. You laugh, but it's sad. You know, and so, but always had a longing in my heart to be in a multicultural context, you know. And prior to North Shore rescuing me, listen, let me tell you what I was before I came to North Shore. I was, and let me tell you, I love them to death, but I was in Farmville, Indiana, right? I mean, I was in by Terre Haute, Indiana, working with a community of farmers, and I mean, really, really nice. But I was lost. I couldn't speak Spanish. I couldn't get my rice and my beans, you know? But it was something that I always wanted it to be in a multicultural context. And so when the call came, when the blessing came, I said, I'm right there. I am right there. And this morning we have read the scriptures, and thank you for the readers because they have read a lot of verses. And it was intentional. But this morning I just wanted to reflect that there is two main characters in this story. One is Cornelius and the other one is Peter. Y quería recalcar que en esta mañana hemos leído versículos, bastantes versículos, ¿verdad? De Cornelio y Pedro. And I want to draw some conclusions from this passage, from this narrative that we read this morning. The first one is that God asked these two individuals to do something strange, out of the norm. They were not only so different in terms of ethnicity and context and background, but also in the belief system. They were totally different people, but somehow God came and spoke to them. And he spoke to them in a way that they could understand his message. And so Cornelius is praying, and if you read the Greek in those verses, it says there was an angelic manifestation. Peter, on the other hand, he is praying and he has an open vision. Regardless of the specifics, theologically speaking, on these verses, is God spoke to them. And God spoke a very simple message. And you know what that message was? Deal with your prejudice. Right? Deal with understanding where you're coming from. Understanding that, yes, you grew up in a certain way, believing certain things. But when God calls you to be in a setting like we are today, that means we are going to be confronted with a lot of things that maybe were good for us, but not so much for somebody else. Amen? And sometimes that's very difficult, it's a daunting task to be doing that. And so each one of them was confronted with the way that they were brought up. But the beautiful, amazing thing in this event is that they obey God. They obey God. Something beyond what they knew, something beyond what they understood about their context, they obey the voice of God. That didn't allow them to stop to fellowship and coming together. And it's very important because North Shore, if you think about it, we are in the process, specifically the English congregation. And by the way, please fill out those forms. Amen. That's a free advertisement there for the pastoral search committee. But we are in a way of understanding where we are, who we are. Okay? And so as we go through that process, we come to a place where we can say, but the thing that we want to do is obey God. The thing that we want to do is, even though we are diverse, and even though we are, you know, digging and finding some new precious jewels, you know, that we have, and we can begin to articulate who we are, and we can say, you know, we are people that are hospitable, that we welcome you just as you are, and we are those things, amen? But there's another notion that I want you to consider this morning, is that another gift, perhaps, that we have is that we speak many languages. Amen? We speak many languages. And sometimes I am confused. All right? But that doesn't mean that the Spirit of God is here with us. In fact, that shows that the Spirit of God is with us. Because even though we might not understand every single word that your brother can tell you or your sister can communicate to you, but you know, without a shadow of a doubt, that God is with us. God is with us through His Spirit. So this morning, every Wednesday, the pastoral team gathers and we hear your concerns. We hear what's going on in the Japanese and the Hispanic congregation and the English congregation and the Korean fellowship. And we pray and we say, God, help us to continue to be that healing presence to everyone in this congregation and around us. Amen? Because that is the work of the Spirit when we come together and we might not understand Korean, we might not understand Spanish, we might not understand Japanese, although I would like to learn. But we do have something in common, and that something in common is we love God and we love each other. We love God and we love each other. And so one of the things that the Spirit does with us is as we become more sensitive, not only of the differences that we all have and the many languages that we speak, I think that something else that we need to be aware of is, where is my brother's Korean? Where they are right now? What are some of the challenges that they have that maybe I don't know, because maybe I'm just too busy with myself or with my congregation? But one of the things that we learn is that when the Spirit begins to work in our lives, in our hearts, there is an awareness that is continues to build up. Is okay, where are my brothers from the Japanese congregation? What are some of the issues and some of the difficulties that they're going through? And how can I help? And how can I pray for them? How can I do something for them? And as we begin to pray, let me tell you something. God is not going to disappoint you. He will show you. He will show you their needs. He will show you their concerns. And when we have a praise report, everyone is going to celebrate and say, thank you, Lord, because you have heard our prayers, because you are blessing our brothers and sisters at North Shore Baptist Church. Amen? So there are different ways that the Spirit works. And let me tell you of two events. There was this event that happened in Azusa Street in 1905, 1906 in Los Angeles. And the LA Times described this event like weird people coming together. Because there was this revival, there was this knowledge, this something that the Spirit was doing in that time. And even the newspapers were archiving this event. And let me tell you why they were so surprised. Because even though there were racism in that time, there were brothers and sisters from every diverse background coming together in 1905. It was what is called the Azusa Street Revival. And so there were African Americans, there were white, there were Latinos, there were Asians coming together, worshiping. Something in that time really unheard of. But there was a movement of the Spirit that came during that time. There was a white preacher named Charles Parham inviting African American preacher William Seymour to come to preach. And when William Seymour wanted to take more classes and learn about the Bible and learn about the work of the Spirit, he couldn't join the white class. But that didn't stop them. So what William Seymour did was he sat in the hallway and heard the lectures. That didn't stop him. So when we talk about the outpouring of the Spirit, the moving of the Spirit, it's not only the strangeness of our speaking in tongues, it's that the love of God is fused in our hearts to come as one, as the body of Christ. Amen? Yeah. We come together because the Spirit is within us. The Spirit helps us to go beyond our logic, beyond our understanding, beyond, let me tell you something, beyond of how comfortable you are. I know you're sure you cannot be comfortable. No. Just when you think you figured out something, you don't. Right? I used to call them holy headaches. Holy headaches here in North Shore, because if you don't do something in the schedule, you do something here, something else is out of balance. Right? Yeah. It is not an easy context. And that's why people admire us, but at the same time, they're like, that's really strange. That place, North Shore, it's famous. You know, they have a good history, but they're kind of a bunch of strange people over there. And that's okay. We are God's people. Amen? Amen. Created in the image and likeness of God. And so, the Azusa Street happened. Unfortunately, we are human beings, and out of that movement, there was always that division that stayed, right? So the white brothers, they created a different denomination. The African American, also a different denomination, they went. But thank goodness, around 1994, there was this reconciliation that happened, right? All those years of separation and racism. Do you know too, and go to the next webpage, that within the American Baptist churches, we have what we call the Holy Spirit Renewal Ministries. That every year, for 1 week, they go to Green Lakes Conference, and they talk about the Holy Spirit and the role of the Spirit in our denomination, in our churches. So be familiar with those things that we do have within the American Baptist, the emphasis and the greatness, is spiritually speaking, that we can glean to and learn from it. But here's the challenge this morning. We are one church with many languages. It is not easy, but I can tell you it's worthwhile. Amen? It's worthwhile. So what do we do for now? You know, we celebrate Pastor David Gregg, just baptized some grand, right? We have many things that we have going on for us. But the most important thing that we can think about this morning is to be available to God. And even you might not understand many things, you can say, Lord, I am here, use me. Use my talents.
use my abilities, use my time, use my resources to bring glory to your name. Bring glory to your work. And so I encourage us this morning that not only you might want to pray for your own group, but also pray for others in this congregation. Because let me tell you something, they might also have the same struggles that you're going through. Amen? They might be struggling with the same thing. And what a wonderful body of believers in this place where we can say, we are here for each other. We are praying for you. I'm your fan. I'm going to be praying for you. I don't even know all the details, but I'll be praying for you. And when God does something wonderful, something positive, we're all going to celebrate together. So in those verses that we read, the Gentile church was born by the Spirit. May the Spirit of the living God continue to work here on our shore. Amen?